Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Welcome to the Fantasy Bites podcast brought to you by RotoWire. We're here to guide you through winning picks with relevant info in the fastest time possible. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to comment your best bet below, drop a like, and subscribe to our channel. Pick number one comes from the Cardinals at Phillies game. With Bailey Falter as an opener, we're liking the Cardinals here. The implied team total for the Cardinals is 5.3 runs for the game and 2.9 in the first five. The Cardinals have averaged almost 3 runs in the first 5 innings this season, and this is an optimal situation with the park pitcher and a high game total set at 9.5 runs. For that reason, we're going with the Cardinals over 2.5 runs in the first 5. Pick number 2 comes from the Marlins at Nationals game. Josiah Gray has already faced the Marlins 3 times this year, with strikeout results of 10, 7, and 6. We like the improvement Gray has shown in the last month, as he has had 4 starts in June with an ERA close to 1 and a whip under 1. In addition, he has 10.5 strikeouts per 9 innings. And for that, we're going with Gray over 5.5 strikeouts for the game. Pick number 3 comes from the Braves at Reds game. The Reds are tanking again, going 3-7 in their last 10 and 6-14 in their last 20, while the Braves continue to roll, going 14-6 in their last 20 and 22-8 in their last 30. We get a huge mismatch in the pitching department as Max Fried has an ERA close to 2 in his last 7 starts, while Mike Minor has an ERA over 5.5 in his last 7. For that, we're going with the Braves minus a run and a half in the first 5. For player news, Max Scherzer was activated from the 15-day injured list Friday and is expected to start Tuesday against the Reds. Ronald Acuna is starting at designated hitter and batting leadoff Friday against the Reds. The Yankees activated Aroldis Chapman off the 15-day injured list Friday. Mookie Betts could return at some point during the Dodgers' upcoming series against the Rockies. And Manny Machado started Thursday's game against the Dodgers. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. If you're watching on YouTube, be sure to drop your best bet below, drop a like, and subscribe to our channel.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.